In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
About the Mets yesterday. See, this is where, and I kind of had this conversation with BT prior to yesterday, earlier in the week where we were talking about it, where there's always this feeling. Now, I got away from this after the Mets came back from being 11 games under 500, where we all thought, and I certainly thought, that they were dead to rights. Dead team walking. This is a mess. How are they going to fix this? That's how I felt then. Then the Mets dig out of it, improbably, somehow, dig out of it, and have been one of the better teams in baseball, record-wise, since June 1st, but certainly a team that showed great resilience. I don't recall seeing anything like that. A team that didn't really have many expectations, playing themselves to 11 games under, then digging out of that, becoming a good team, playing at a high offensive level, whatever it may be. Once they showed that, and it wasn't just that, but the resiliency that they've shown throughout the course of the year with many different things going against them, at that point, I was not going to bet against them and say, well, they're going to get buried here, or waiting for the shoe to drop. And it feels like, whether it's BT, whether it's, you know, callers, listeners, whatever, Met fans just in general, it feels like there are a lot of fans waiting for the shoe to drop. Oh, no, this 10-game trip and this stretch and this is going to be rough. And almost there's an expectation that the Mets are going to be buried at some point. Yet here we are on August 22nd. And the Mets remain right in the thick of things. Now, do I think they're going to be a playoff team? My gut, if I'm being just honest with you, I would say no. I don't think that they have enough. I think Atlanta has shown the ability they've righted the ship to a certain extent. Plus, they have that pedigree. So until the Mets beat Atlanta, I'm not making that mistake again. I made it in 2022, and I even made it to some extent when the Mets were at their peak and the Braves were at their worst this year, where the Braves were really starting to fall off, and the Mets were steamrolling everybody and getting to the top of that wild card race. I again underestimated Atlanta. Well, I'm not doing that anymore. So I'm going to have to see the Mets actually go head-to-head, toe-to-toe with the Braves and beat them before I say they're a playoff team. But I think the best thing you could say about this Mets team is they're not going away. So even that same feeling that people have had waiting for the shoe to drop, it was going into that 10-game West Coast trip, right? Oh, and then the Mets go 4-6, and they didn't get buried. Now, was it a good trip? No, but they didn't get buried. Then it's, okay, we'll come back home and get fat against the A's and the Marlins. And they didn't. They have a crushing loss on Hock Two a Day. They, you know, squander an opportunity to sweep the Marlins. And people are, oh, well, here we go. And now they got, oh, they really messed up. Now they got the Orioles in. And then they're going on the trip with the Padres and Diamondbacks. Here they go. And what do? They bounce right back and take 2 of 3 from Baltimore. And they do it in thrilling fashion. And that, to me, is the definition of this team this year, or should be the defining, maybe not the defining moment, but like, how many times do they have to prove to you that they're not going away before you just believe, okay, they're in it, they're not going away, now let's just see if they could actually finish the job or if they fall short. That's where we're at. It's no more, oh, they're going to get buried by the Padres or the Diamondbacks. They're here. They're there. And they've shown the ability to bounce back. And I got news for you. Even if they do struggle in San Diego or Arizona, they're going to bounce back. That's what they've done. Will it be to the extent that you want to make the postseason? Who knows? But the Mets have shown you all year long and have earned the benefit of the doubt and the trust when we talk about them remaining in the playoff picture or, you know, not getting buried. They've earned that by their performance, by their resilience, by continuing to play decent baseball here. That's why you have to at least trust that, okay, you know what? Why, like, I guess the point is, why are we all worried about or waiting for the Mets to fall off the face? Like, they're here. They're doing it. They beat Baltimore 2 out of 3. By the way, I'll take it a step further. We sit here and talk about the Yankees as we broadcast live from Yankee Stadium and how they could go win a World Series. And, you know, the same thing could be said about the Orioles, even though neither team has really been great. Because if one team was actually a legitimately good team this year, they'd be pulling away from each other. But the Mets, 6-1 against both those teams. So from one aspect, it's all the Yankees and Orioles could be World Series contenders. And the Mets play both those teams head-to-head and beat them 6 out of 7 games. So you can make the argument that, hey, if the Mets get hot at the right time and find themselves in, maybe they could go on a little bit of run. I wouldn't put a ceiling on it, especially with the way baseball is today. But my personal belief is that they need to get through a postseason. You need the top horse atop that rotation, which is why I want them so badly to go get Blake Snell. If they had Blake Snell, I think I'd feel differently about this team. Because you know what the Mets have that the Yankees don't and some others don't? They have Baltimore is one of them, a lockdown closer in Edwin Diaz. Diaz may not be 2022 Edwin Diaz. He's still one of the better closers in baseball, and you trust him to close out a game. Whereas we've seen Sir Anthony Dominguez or Craig Kimbrell or Clay Holmes, those guys have had problems. So where you want going into a postseason, a team that can put the bat on the ball, timely hitting, manufacture some runs, that to me would be something that I would value, defense and all those different things. You want a top-of-the-rotation guy and a back-end guy. The Mets don't have the top-of-the-rotation guy, but they have the back-end guy. Yankees don't have the back-end guy, but they have the top-of-the-rotation guy. But really, who's to say if you do get in the short series, they couldn't do it? I don't believe it, but that doesn't mean anything. They could get in. All right, let's get back to the calls. 888, and one thing on that, too, before we do get back to the calls at 888-808-1019, I did think, if I'm being honest with you, I did think that the Winker celebration was a bit much. I'm not trying to restrict guys. I get that that's the sport. You know, we're trying to have fun. Everybody, I had no problem with Alvarez the other night. Winker was a bit much. It seemed overly aggressive to me. Throwing the helmet down and the, you know, and even cursing in the post game. Come on. Like, dial it down a notch. A notch. Now, I get he was very excited. What was it? His first extra base hit as a Met. He's been here for a couple of months. He finally actually has an extra base hit. Wow! But, come on. Just a bit much. Again, I'm not trying to restrict anybody. I get that that's the game, and that's a part of, you know, the fun, and that's a part of what's made the Mets so good this year is their chemistry and their enjoyment, whether it's the OMG stuff or whatever, having fun with, you know, that slap celebration that they do. But Winker was over-the-top aggressive for a regular season. Yeah, it was a big series, 2 out of 3. I get it. And he's been, you know, struggling basically since he's gotten here. But that coupled with the curse, I don't know. Something about that to me, it was a bit of a turnoff.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.